technical department. We are hereby to inform you that your internet line will be terminated from today onward. To fix up the problem, please press 1 to connect with Telstra. If you wish to disconnect your internet, press 2.
Or maybe this one.
Attention. This call is from the Legal Department of Services Australia. Your tax identification number has been suspended and we have filed a case under your name. So before this matter goes to Federal Claim Courthouse for you to get arrested, kindly press 1. I repeat, press 1 to know about your legal case. Thank you.
Now, I've had a few calls like that, and to me, that's quite annoying. I know it's a scam, but a lot of people don't, and it's even more annoying if they get your money. And it could be a lot more annoying too and a lot more damaging if it wasn't for some of the work that Telstra is doing. They've revealed today that they're blocking 1.5 million scam calls a week to Australians, which is quite staggering when you think about it. The media manager for Victoria and Tasmania for Telstra is Matt Smithson, who joins me now. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Last year, we believe that Australians were ripped off to the tune of around about $48 million through phone scams. So this is a pretty important issue to get on top of, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And it's part of our Cleaner Pipes initiative. So we're doubling down on efforts to crack down on scams and cybercrime because we know how much they cost ordinary Australians. And as you said in your intro, while some people do know that it's a scam, many people don't, and they're lured into forking out hard-earned money on scams. So that's why our new platform blocks so many calls and text messages that may appear to be legitimate, but are actually fake and spoof calls.
Well, you're blocking about 6.5 million calls a month. Sometimes it's up to 500,000 a day. They're pretty busy, these scammers, aren't they?
Well, they are, Martin, and it's it just shows that if there are so many, it's a pretty lucrative business for them, and that's why it's really important that we stop it at the source before it even gets to our customers. So that's why our new smart platform really enables us to monitor inbound calls on our network that have those suspicious characteristics and really block them before they can ever reach our customers. We were blocking around 1 million calls a month manually, using a manual process, so that was very labour intensive. So the new smart platform that we use is a huge boost to our capabilities. And we built this technology in-house. We're pretty proud of the scale and the expertise of our cybersecurity and networks teams. They're really leading the telco industry.
As a Telstra employee, does it annoy you that a lot of the scams claim to be Telstra?
Oh, well, look, I think, Martin, they come from a lot of places that pretend to be, they pretend to be legitimate callers. The ATO, Telstra, Services Australia is a really big one as well.
Is there such a body? I've never heard the name Services Australia. I don't think
Services
it exists, does
Australia.
It?
Yeah, it's Centrelink and all the Commonwealth welfare agencies. But Services Australia obviously does a lot of calling and texting of customers to, from securing their accounts to sending them PIN codes or reminders and things like that. There was, as part of our first phase of Cleaner Pipes, the initiative that we're doing this under, we worked with Services Australia to really block a lot of those fake text messages that come in pretending to be from Services Australia, which would ask people to send through bank details and that sort of thing. So we're really blocking them at the source before they can get through to people. But in saying that, Martin, a lot of them still do. I received one just last week pretending to be from Telstra. So
There
is still a lot of work to do, but what we're really doing here is stopping the bulk of those really frustrating and annoying calls that can get through and start scamming people.
Yeah, I guess the big message is, if for the ones that do get through, is that don't engage them. If they tell you there's an issue, then go to your bank or go to Centrelink or go to the ATO and ask them about it. Don't actually engage with the caller.
Absolutely. So the best thing that you can do to avoid a scam call is, if you suspect it, just hang up. Because scammers make the most of their confidence and authority over callers, asking them to log on to websites or really directing them to do things. So if you think that that's happening, simply hang up. Because the worst that can happen is that if it is a legitimate caller who's trying to get in touch with you, they'll try through another mean. If it's Telstra, we'll only ring you between 8 and 6 p.m. and we'll ask you a number of identification questions that already, we know the answer to, and we ask you to simply secure your account. And you'll always know that it's from us. Whereas scam callers, they trade on that sort of immediacy and the need to push you in a direction to get you to do something. So if we're blocking all of those at the start, it's a much better outcome.
Yeah, depending on what sort of a mood I'm in and how much time I've got, I like to string them along a little bit. I had one ring me up the other day and tell me, did you authorise $1,500 on your credit card and another one for $600 the day after? And I said, yeah, I did. And he hung up because he didn't know what to do. He didn't expect that answer. So,
absolutely, Mark. And that's the thing, is that that's sort of proof that they do trade on that insecurity at the other end, but they sort of have a script that they work to. And if you start deviating them from the script, it sort of throws them a bit. That's why it's really important that we stop those calls before they even get through to people, because some people may not be as smart and may actually think that, you know, they may be lured into a false sense of security on the call. So by stopping so many calls, 1.5 million a week as part of our Cleaner Pipes initiative, it's stopping, you know, even the risk of people being scammed.
And I guess you can't afford to rest on your laurels there either. I mean, you'll keep modifying this platform as required, because the scammers, they seem to be able to manage to find ways around some of these things.
Absolutely. I like to refer to it as whack-a-mole a bit, because you sort of whack one, but then 10 pop up in their place. So this platform that we use, it is constantly evolving and we're constantly learning more. So when we look at the characteristics of a scam call, that's what we're monitoring for. So we're monitoring, are they using a spoof or a ghosted number where they take the number of someone else? Are there a lot of calls coming in from overseas at the same time? Are there are people calling, or the characteristic, are they calling users once and then getting them to call back? So all of this is constantly being fed back into the platform so that it can learn and better block those scam calls.
Okay, well, keep up the good work, and hopefully, the day may come, but I doubt it, that we will never receive scam calls again. But you're doing a good job eliminating as many as you are.
Thanks very much, Martin.